This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 389 for Thursday, May 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mostly lower Thursday morning, with a limit down loss in the nearby July contract as the old new crop spread saw some adjustment. Canola down $45, that's the expanded limit in the July contract at $857.30 per ton. New crop November down $22.50 at $732.20. Commercial buying interest has largely moved over to the new crop months, leaving the July contract open to speculative profit-taking. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil today also weighed on canola. However, ongoing concerns over tight supplies and dryness across the prairies did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 34 cents in the July contract at $16.08 per bushel. Follow-through selling after yesterday's retreat from nine-year highs accounted for some of the weakness, with yesterday's USDA report relatively neutral as far as beans were concerned. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 200,000 tons of old and new crop business combined came in at the lower end of trade expectations. Good seeding weather across the U.S. Midwest also weighed on prices. Corn, it's down as well. July, it's 23 cents lower at $6.92 per bushel. U.S. corn stocks came in above average trade guesses in yesterday's monthly USDA report that took some of the concerns over tight supplies out of the market. Old crop U.S. corn sales included net cancellations of about 100,000 tons this week, but new crop business of more than 2 million tons more than made up for that. The USDA also announced private export sales of 680,000 tons of new crop corn to China this morning. Wheat, it's lower in sympathy with corn. Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in July at $7.54 per bushel. Kansas City, it's down 17 cents in July at $6.73 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 9 cents in the July contract at $7.20 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid at about 270,000 tons. Crop conditions for U.S. winter wheat are thought to be showing some improvement, but it does remain dry in the spring wheat regions. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.